Top 5 Face-Off contains adult themes and language that some people may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
He's Matt Hurst.
He's Matt Squirrel.
And this is Top 5 Face-Off, the official world rankings of everything. What are we ranking today, Hurst?
Well, Squirrel, today we've got a special one that's going to get the nerdy little Malcolms all hot under the collar.
It is.
Because today we are ranking the top 5 fictional spaceships.
Coming right up after this.
If there's more than one, then there's a best and a worst. If there's more than five, call Squirrel and Hurst. It's the top 5 face-off. Actual facts. It's the top 5 face-off. Facts are exact. Top 5 face-off. Top 5 face-off. Official world ranking. What's next? You decide.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, rankers. Welcome to the show for any new rankers, and welcome back for our regulars, our Patreons, and all those who have found it in their hearts to let us in.
I'm trying to make a heart shape with my fingers, and I'm not sure I've done a great job.
It's quite angular. But it's there.
Techno heart.
Squirrel is giving you his heart like you have welcomed us into yours.
Yes.
Why don't you tell the rankers, or the new rankers, what we do here and why we do it?
Well, this is Top 5 Face-Off. This is the official world ranking of everything. We take a random subject each week suggested by our Patreons, and we rank the top 5 and the worst. And you at home, the rankers, get to vote on our website, top5faceoff.co.uk, and decide which of us is correct. One of us is always correct. And why do we do it? Well, just before we started, Hurst decided it was because it makes him laugh. So that's why we do it. It makes Hurst laugh.
But the official reason...
to produce a valuable resource for the ages, Hurst, of what is best. No more arguing in pubs. I think this one's best. I think that one's best. No, this is the official world ranking.
Before we go on to our regular segments, we're going to have a little segue here to make some apologies from last week.
Oh, okay.
I shall begin by apologizing for the dreadful quality of my microphone. I shall use the excuse for just one more time that I had just moved house and I didn't know where my microphone was. In fairness, the house is still all over the place and I don't, but at least I've managed to acquire, hopefully, noise-canceling headphones this week. Fingers crossed.
We will see in a couple of hours how effective they'll be. Jesus Christ, it sounds like he's on a phone. An old phone. I'm going to do my best. Sorry, rankers.
Yeah, so my apologies, rankers, for polluting your ears with that garbage. Squirrel worked very hard behind the scenes to make it listenable.
Didn't fucking help. Also, it wasn't last week. That's another thing we probably have to apologize for. It was many weeks ago. I can't remember. Also, speaking of apologies, rankers, here's one in advance. Peep behind the curtain. It is Monday evening. I'm busy tomorrow evening. To get this out on Wednesday, if I do, gonna have to cut some corners in the edit. So it might be a bit rougher than you used to. Apologies in advance if that is the case.
Deep apologies that our weekly podcast has recently not been so
weekly.
Obviously, with my recent what's going on, we know why, but in Squirrel's what's been going on, I'm sure we can give you an update on this one as well.
Oh, yeah, I snagged another job. The rankers are aware of that, I believe. Didn't I tell them last time? I don't know, it was so long ago.
I think you mentioned it, but you can talk a little bit about it because you did get to go on an exciting adventure.
I did. I got to have my first day in the new office. Not in the new office, it was in Morocco. Instead for the company get together, which is, you know, pretty spawny. It kind of works into gripping my shit, actually. Gripping my shit. I haven't got a gripping my shit. I've got an opposite. What's the opposite of gripping my shit?
Loosening your stool.
Allowing my shit to fly free. But anyway, like, super lucky, Hurst. On the flight out to Morocco, I got free seats to myself. On the flight back from Morocco, I got free fire exit seats to myself.
Christ alive. That's an exceptional effort.
So I am feeling very lucky and hashtag blessed. That's the opposite of gripping your shit. Hashtag blessed.
Yes, hashtag blessed. So I guess, well, we've skipped straight past the weather. It's been hot. So what's been making you feel old?
I'll tell you what's been making me feel old, Hurst. It's something I found out yesterday or the day before, very recently anyway. Excellent pop song, which, you know, if we ever do top 5 pop songs, let us know, Patreons. Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe, Hurst. Absolute earworm. 13 years old.
Sweet Lord.
Yep, 2012.
Gosh.
Yeah, so that's what's been making me feel old.
Wow, That well, that's making me feel old now.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what had been making me feel old before then was having moved into a new house and done a lot of vacuuming of dust and stuff. The old vax decided it was giving up the ghost. So every time you turned it on, it coughed out a mass of dust and soot or whatever. You turned it on, it was and it's just like, right, well, you've just delivered more dust than you're sweeping up now. So we ordered a new vax and I'm pretty pumped about it.
Has it arrived?
Oh, it's a shark, apparently. I'm being informed reliably.
Oh.
It's a new vacuum cleaner. It's a Hoover. Fuck it. It's a Hoover.
It's a Hoover? I thought you said it was a shark.
It's a shark, but, you know, we call them Hoovers.
Vacuums.
And we do have a vax, actually. It's the carpet cleaner, and I'm also pretty excited about that as well. And we've really invested. Plus, on top of that, I got all new door handles.
Ooh.
I'm well pleased about it. So that's really what's making me look old, more than feel old, I think. So now, for the new doors, as one walks through said doors, they now have black handles instead of silver ones, which is going to go with the overall color schemings and so on. But that does also lead me on to what has been verbing my noun this week. And that is when you order something that requires screwing in and they send you flathead screws.
Oh, fuck off.
Why on God's green earth would you do that? Is there some kind of cost saving? Because all you're doing is making it take 10 times as long, maybe end up jabbing my finger and making it bleed a couple of times. Every door took 10 times longer than it needs to. And the annoying thing is the little ones came with proper Phillips screws and the big ones came with flathead ones. And the little ones were like, neat, 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 done. It was like a pit stop in Formula One. Mm. Because the big ones, it was like changing a tire on the M25. It was grim. So
that's a valid point. Furniture making Malcolms, let us know, why do you do this sort of thing to us? You're right. This stuff still comes with flathead screws and it is ridiculous because that shit has been outdated for years. We're going to get some engineering Malcolms. Tell us why it's better.
So, yes, that's what's been gripping up my shit this week.
Excellent. All right, yes. Do you want to find out what the results are from last week?
Probably ought to, really. I am staring down the barrel of a three-peat again.
First, Hurst, some comments.
Ah, excellent.
Here we are, several comments this week. Ooh, and another apology that I've just thought of. It has come to my attention that I think some people are trying to comment, and for whatever ridiculous technical reason, they're just coming to me as blank. So if you're writing comments and I never read them out, I'm very sorry. I will work out what's doing that, but for now, some aren't getting through, like 1 in 10, and I don't know why. So if I never read your comments out, very sorry, Rankers. It's not you. It's me. Anyway, lots to go through this week, actually, so we'll rattle through them quick. This one's from Meg98. Tarzan is my favourite and Tangled is my second favourite. So this was a tough week for me because Hurst and I had Tarzan and Tangled on our respective lists. Squirrel edges it just because I thought The Lion King was okay, but when Squirrel finished gushing over it, suddenly it became the best movie I'd ever seen. Good job, Meg. Thank you for your vote. Let's have one for Hurst. This one is anonymous. A tricky one, but this just edges it because of this being you, Hurst, I think. This just edges it because of the sword in the stone, I think. I was very disappointed that Robin Hood didn't feature or Lady and the Tramp, as they are two of my favourites. And I was a little surprised that Lilo and Stitch didn't get a mention, as I assumed that at least one of you would really like it. Well, fair enough. Sorry about that, Anonymous. Thanks for your comment. Another vote for you, Hurst. Hey, Hurst! Squirrel almost always uses... Squirrel almost always says his estimated fact first and his fact second. Hey, shut up, Anonymous. Don't go giving him information like that. I didn't realize they did that.
Interesting.
Here is one from The Vision, excellent Patreon, The Vision. He's voted for me. And then he says, fun fact, I used to work for Disney. Hey, cool. And got told off by my manager because I'd written Austin 316 and The Rock in permanent marker on the back of my trainers. Okay. Anyway, both vote, but Grim just pips it. Thanks, The Vision. Someone else voting for me. Hurst was way too young and modern. The rascally whippersnapper. That's from Trooper. Yeah. Thank you, Trooper. And one more.
92, 94, 62, yeah. Shut up, Trooper.
One more for you, Hurst. This one was difficult, as nobody mentioned the absolute gems that are Hercules or the Emperor's New Groove. I did like Hercules.
Hercules is excellent.
I didn't particularly like the Emperor's New Groove. It was all right. I like the big guy from it. Anyway, all the Aristocrats, but Eep, there's a certain scene in that one that didn't age well. Yes, correct. Lion King and Aladdin are top tier choices, but Tangled swung it for me. There you go, Hurst. A brilliant episode. Much more up my street than big man action movies. But hey, you guys have the range, and that's why we love you. From Anonymous. Thanks, Anonymous. Simmers.
No one can say we're not versatile.
We love you too. Is that all of them? Oh, one more. Lion King is the GOAT, the best Shakespeare adaptation? Question mark. Though sad not to see Hercules and Mulan as they are full of bangers, big shout out to I'll Make a Man Out of You as a great karaoke duet. That is from the final anonymous person. Thank you for all the comments, Rankers. What a lot of comments this week, Hurst.
That's delightful. Thanks for stepping up, guys.
It is. So how are you feeling, Hurst? Are you confident? What do you reckon? Have you got this one?
I'm never confident anymore. I feel like I've hit a bad run of form. You had the 3P, then I won one, then you've had the double. You've won 5 out of the last 6. I'm not feeling super confident.
I don't count these, but now I've won 6 out of the last 7. You got 18 votes. I got 23, Hurst. Shall we find out who has the best list this week, Hurst?
Let's do that. Well, before we do, do you want to just quickly run through what the top 5 Disney films are?
Hey, good idea. The top 5 Disney films, officially as chosen by myself and the rankers, are number 5, Aladdin, 4, Tarzan, 3, The Little Mermaid, 2, The Jungle Book, and 1, obviously, The Lion King.
Bravo. Bravo.
All right, let's kick off.
Let's do that.
How are we going to know who goes first this week?
I would suggest that we flip the coin of destiny.
We don't spin the coin of decision, which is what I said last time, which was just utterly wrong.
Yeah, we flip the coin of destiny because we have to spin the wheel of decisions. Otherwise,
yes,
it'd be like,
exactly that.
How unimaginative would we be?
Let's flip it. Up she goes. It's Hedge for Hurst.
Yes, right. This might be the breakthrough I need.
Before you start, Hurst, if I could just jump in for a second, a big thanks to Kovac, who suggested this topic. So here you go, Kovac. I hope we do it some justice.
Okay, number 5, I have put The Commodore, which was the Grand Master's personal spaceship, what I think is the greatest Marvel movie that's ever come out, Thor Ragnarok. Avengers Assemble is great, but I think nothing surpassed the pure genius of Thor Ragnarok.
Right.
The Commodore was not really a leaving the atmosphere ship. It was very much a staying around within the planet, but it was still called a spaceship because I've looked it up.
Cool.
And it was the Grand Master's personal ship, which he used mainly for his sexual leisures and celebrations, even recording a hologram of himself announcing his birthday, which could be broadcast from the ship. It's not big, it's not fast, but it had a party button that set off fireworks and sang, "It's my birthday."
Fucking in.
So I'm hoping at this point you can do that thing where you cut in "It's my birthday" bit because it's fucking hilarious.
Here it comes. There it was.
Excellent. It's not much more to say. It's a really cool looking ship. I don't know how long it is. I haven't got any stats on that. Couldn't find it. It's kind of round. It's just really cool. Watch Thor Ragnarok if you haven't already and enjoy the Commodore.
Excellent.
Number 5, the Commodore.
What a fantastic start. Party button, baby. Makes mine seem incredibly dull because my number 5, I just had to give a shout out to probably the most iconic fictional starship that exists, which is the Enterprise.
Yeah, fair enough.
Of course it is, right? But it's hard to deny the impact the Enterprise has had and the amount of people that would be able to kind of draw a shitty picture of it if you asked them to, because it's a very iconic shape, the Enterprise. It's like a flying saucer with engines that poke out the back called nacelles, apparently. But yeah, it gets a mention just due to its popularity. It's also big, fictionally. It's properly big. It's 94,781 tons, Hurst. That's very heavy. That's not including the crew, which is anywhere between 200 and 500, depending on which episode you're watching. At one point, Kirk says, "We have almost 100 women on board." So I don't know if he's being progressive or he's going to work his way through the lot. His job was to go looking for new planets, but it could also shoot things. It was kind of a bit weird in that respect because they would do evasive maneuvers in something the size of a town, and that's never going to work. It should just pull into the middle and park and shoot at everybody. And speaking of shooting at everybody, Hurst, this week for each of my options, I've got guns. I'm going to tell you what guns they've got because guns are the best bit. So here are the guns that the Enterprise has. Phasers. That doesn't sound very exciting, but they're a directed energy weapon that came into general use on starship vessels between 2254 and 2265. They have an effective range of 300,000 kilometers. Now, I don't feel we've ever seen in Star Trek them shooting at a dot you can't even see. They're always fighting like right next to each other.
But just in case.
Yeah, if you shoot something 300,000 kilometers away, why are you ever anywhere near it? And as well as phasers, it has photon torpedoes, and they contain packets of matter and antimatter which are held apart by magnetic seals until forced together to generate an explosion. They're effective at distances up to 750,000 kilometers. That's so far, like it's so far away that you're never going to know. You'll just suddenly evaporate in space because something you can't see shot you.
I figure that there's probably some kind of space radar.
Spadar.
Yeah, some Spadar. That
David Spadar. he just keeps a lookout. almost positively, I got a load of that wrong. Star Trek Malks, let us know. And I'll just shrug and go, well, it said that on the website I looked at. So do one. Number five, the Starship Enterprise.
Very good. It's just as well I'm not doing guns because the Commodore didn't have guns.
Mm.
And neither does my number four, because from my number four, I have gone with the Trimaxian drone ship called Max from the Flight of the Navigator.
Flight of the Navigator, yeah, boy.
Now, this was a very niche one. So only people, I would say, in their mid to late 40s will probably have a clue what I'm talking about, because it was never a massive film. But I've watched it again recently and it's still chuffing brilliant.
It is.
It's got Sarah Jessica Parker in it. It is the only famous person as far as I can remember, and she's only briefly in it. But it's about a boy who falls down a ravine in the woods whilst going to collect his little brother, goes back to the house, and 8 years have passed because he got picked up by Max, who is able to download memories into his data banks and possesses the ability to navigate using star charts. So that's its thing, and it does. It travels around the world basically doing research, but it realized that the human body was too fragile to do the going back in time bit, so it just dropped him home and crashed whilst looking at flowers. So David and the ship both get brought into NASA, and then they have a little bit of an adventure together, and it's a really fun story. It's only an hour and a half long, so it's right in my wheelhouse.
There you go.
So, yeah, it looks like a sort of funky hot air balloon, but that's only its third class maneuvers. When it goes to first class maneuvers, it turns into the coolest damn shape of any spaceship ever. Long pointy nose, and it just belts out there really fast. It doesn't say how fast it goes, but I did a little looking into it. So based on the fact that David's flight to Phalon and back took 4.4 solar hours, 8 years have passed on Earth, indicating the time has slowed down by a factor of about 16,000.
Oh, you're using relativity.
So that corresponds to a speed of about 99.9999998% the speed of light. So this is probably the fastest ship ever recorded on any sci-fi or anything, as far as I know. I mean, we don't know quite how hyperspace works, but speed of light, you can't get much closer than that to the speed of light, and you can't get faster than the speed of light. So
no, unless you cheat it.
Absolutely mega film. Watch it with your kids if you've got kids. If you haven't got kids, watch it anyway and just imagine watching it as a kid, and you're just going, yeah, this is banging. So yeah, Max is my number four.
Excellent. Excellent choice. Great film. I love that film. I remember being very impressed by the steps that just used to float in midair and you could walk on them. They wouldn't really move. And I don't know how they did that.
Incredible special effects. Yeah.
It really was. Everyone go watch Flight of the Navigator, which will only take you 90 minutes. But you only need about 20 minutes to see my number four choice, which is The Planet Express Ship from Futurama. Yes, indeed. The Planet Express Ship is a robot spaceship from Futurama, and it's what Bender Fry and Leela gad about in space to deliver their packages. I like it because it isn't a wimp. It's always crashing and kind of smacking into things and knocking them out the way and stuff. And it just shakes it off like a tank would, rather than being like super fragile like lots of other spaceships. And they bash it into walls as they're kind of failing to steer. And it doesn't care. It just flies along. But it doesn't fly along. It doesn't actually move. It uses a dark matter accelerator and it moves the universe around itself. So there we are. There's a fun Futurama fact for you. In one of the episodes, which I probably should have written down the name of, they turn on the ship's AI, and it's a guy telling them what to do, and they don't like that, so they flip it to be a woman instead, and it's voiced by Sigourney Weaver. Excellent work. Bender falls in love with it, of course, etc., etc. Another fun fact, it was originally named Old Bessie, there you are, whatever, and the colour of green it is specifically called electric mucus, so that's lovely. Don't you? That's had a mouthful of tea then, and he nearly lost.
Oh, that was close.
Gunshurst. You might think a cartoon spaceship doesn't have guns, but you'd be wrong. It has a laser cannon, and on the inside, it has four torpedo tubes. On the outside, it has two. Yep. cartoons.
Brilliant.
Number four, the Planet Express ship.
Excellent, Mark. Right. So me, number three, I've gone for the same reasons you used Starship Enterprise. It is an iconic ship, the shape of it. Like you say, anyone can roughly draw it. If you're having a game of Pictionary, it's easy to draw.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to not do myself any favours with the Malcolms, but I've never really been into Star Trek. But in spite of that, I felt it needed a position on my list, and I felt a top three because it's so iconic. In terms of its size, as you said, it is massive.
Mm.
It's, according to the stats I got, 642.5 meters long,
yep.
467 meters wide, and 137.5 meters high. So it is a big mummer, and it can, you know, zip through space, all the guns, guns, guns. I don't know much about it. I just wanted to put it on my list. Number three, Starship Enterprise.
Fair enough. Let's move on to my number three, which is not the Starship Enterprise and, in fact, not friendly at all. Number three for me is the Event Horizon from the movie Event Horizon.
Oh,
yes, indeed.
Scariest fucking film
scary
ever.
Scary as fuck. We'll come on to that. The Event Horizon was an experimental spaceship from the movie Event Horizon, of course. And in 2040, which is 15 years away, Hurst, this is going to happen. It's going to zoom off, trying to go faster than light. And it vanished for 7 years. And when it came back, it brought back something bad. But let's talk about the Event Horizon a little bit. It's over 2 kilometers long, Hurst. Wow. And if you look at it from the top, it looks like a crucifix, which I suspect was part of the plan. Oh, and it has a black hole in it, you know. As you do.
Of course.
Because it was designed to use the black hole's immense power to fold space. So when it jumped from one point to another, it could go there instantaneously and it wouldn't technically have to travel and it would be able to go faster than light.
Yeah, of course. That was the whole thing, wasn't it? They folded space to get it through, but that's where all the scary shit happened in
that's
between the
right,
cracks,
yes.
Didn't it?
They jumped out of our universe and jumped somewhere far less pleasant, it would seem, and came back possessed to bits. So there you are. It looks incredible on the film. It's really well designed. You can tell it's kind of the thought about making it a functional working spaceship and then just also made it really dark and gothic and it's variously on fire or covered in blood or showing your child horrific injuries and stuff like that. Fun, right? It's just properly evil. I clearly remember absolutely breaking myself when I was stupid enough to go and see it at the cinema.
Yeah.
Quick admission, I thought I was around 12 when I saw this movie, but it actually came out in 97, so it must have been 18. So obviously I wasn't bricking it at all. I was actually very brave. So
yeah, I was brave as well, and I went to it thinking it was a sci-fi movie. I had no idea
it was
what I was getting into. It was a fucking horror movie. I will
fight. It was one of them as well. Yes,
sci-fi. Yeah, it happens in space, but that is a goddamn horror movie. Yes, and it's one of the most psychologically disturbing things I've ever seen. So yeah,
there we are.
Horrifying.
Guns. Technically none, unless you count psychological warfare being able to cause hallucinations and possession as weaponry, which you probably should, to be honest. Number three, the Event Horizon.
Fair play. That's, I think I've just managed to delete that from my head. Right, so number two for me, this is the biggest of all the ships that I've got on my list, is Vader's ship, the Executor-class Super Star Destroyer. It is 19 kilometers or 12 miles in length. Much bigger than the standard Imperial class Star Destroyers, which were only 1 mile long.
Waves.
So small.
It's for easier parking.
Yeah, I had a crew of over 280,000 people. So it genuinely was town-sized, but it was absolutely vast. Yeah, it just looked amazing. The only problem with it is that, as with so many of the other things, if you just take out the control room, the whole thing just suddenly has gravity and falls into whatever the nearest planet is.
Oh.
So it does have a bit of security issues, but then everything the Empire made did have that little self-destruct button that was somewhere in there.
They weren't details people, were they?
Someone with a conscience was quickly popping in a ejector seat for the rebellion, but it's just so damn cool and intimidating and massive. So yeah, and it could do hyperspace. It had cloaking devices. It was just absolute dark fear throughout the whole of the galaxy. Executor class Superstar Destroyer, amazing and massive.
Excellent. Good news. My number two is smaller. Considerably smaller, as I have chosen Serenity. Serenity is the ship that Malcolm Reynolds and his crew whip around in the TV show Firefly and the movie Serenity, go figure. It's the main setting for the show and the movie. All nine characters live aboard and they do various crimes to scrape by. Now, I stopped and gave this one some thought, Hurst, because Firefly is one of my favourite TV shows ever. Top five TV shows, perhaps a bit broad. Let us know, Patreons. And I wanted to make sure that I actually liked the ship and not just the show it was in. But honestly, I didn't have to think about it for too long because, yeah, I do. It's a great little spaceship. It's called a Firefly because it has a big old butt that glows when it's flying in space and it looks like a Firefly. And it's an old ship and it constantly needs repairing. It has a habit of breaking down and it wasn't an especially good ship in the first place. Character, Hurst, that's what you've got there. It doesn't matter. All the crew love it. And you love it too because it's basically the 10th main character in the show. And even though it can't talk or anything like some spaceships can, it has so much personality that you can't help but love it. It's tiny, Hurst, only 82 meters long. It only weighs 128 tons. I could bench that. It's only little compared to what... What?
In space, you could.
In space, I could bench a lot of things. So, yeah, very little ship compared to the ones you're coming up with, and many of them on my list. But they actually built the entire thing for filming. They built the entire interior of the ship, albeit in two sections, an upstairs and a downstairs. So they could, and frequently did, film someone walking from the back of the ship all the way to the front. And that really gave you a better idea of the scale and the size. And, yes, yeah, Serenity was a great ship. Kaylee lives on it. I want to live on it too. Watch Firefly. Be happy. Guns is a transport ship. It didn't have guns until they strapped one to the roof in the film so they could pew pew a Reaver ship and make it chase them. But other than that, no guns really. They made a point of laughing at people that thought it was armed.
I had the same quandary as you did about Serenity. It popped in and out of my list a few times, and for the same reason, like, I loved the TV show, I loved the movie, but did I love the ship? And I came to the same conclusion. Well, not the same, because it's your number two, it's not in my list, but the conclusion is kind of like on the not so cool side. It's kind of like a Ford Mondeo. They say it's easy to repair, it's, you know, it's a basic ship and it just kind of trundles around space, you know, lugging stuff around, so it's not badly. Got the coolness to it. But on the other side, on the cooler side, it's kind of like a Jack Russell. It's a little ship that's got loads of character, doesn't really do an awful lot, but it's useful for what it does do, and you've got to love it.
There you go. You're right. All right, before we do our number ones, Hurst, let's do our worst. Now, remember, rankers at home, we're in your ear holes. Listen to us. This one's just for fun. It doesn't affect who you should vote for. This doesn't get recorded officially for all time. So... just for fun, what's the worst, Hurst?
Can we get the wow wow noise back? I really liked that.
Let's find out. Yes, or maybe no.
So, for me, the worst one...
Oh, you want it there? Oh, I just put it there.
I'll put it in both. Who cares?
Sure.
There's the Storm 4 twin pod cloud car from Empire Strikes Back, the orange spaceship that has like two pods attached by a middle bit. So there's someone on each side. It's a bit like looking at a conjoined twin and going, you know what would make a great spaceship? Something like that. It looks rubbish. It's a bad idea. And all you have to do is shoot the bit in the middle and both the sides fall off and crash. It's naff. Looks bad, is bad. Get lost, Storm 4, twin pod, cloud car.
What's it? Storm 4? I want to look. I don't know what you're talking about. Go have a look. Storm 4 is in the number.
As in IV.
Storm 4, twin pod. Huh. It looks like a pair of shoes, kind of.
Yeah.
Like a pair of Italian boots with pointy, what do you call the front of a boot? Toes.
Toe caps, toe bits.
It's not very cool.
It's so not cool. Like in a whole franchise with loads of amazing ships. I mean, Kylo Ren's ship, I gave that some serious consideration for my list as well. There are so many cool spaceships in Star Wars, and then they pulled that turd out of George Lucas's ass, I assume, and stuck it together with another one of his turds.
Let me try and describe it for other rankers that may not know what it looks like. So it looks kind of like a pair of Italian boots, and the reason I say that is because it's two entirely separate bits that it looks like maybe one person sits in each bit, and it's connected by like just a rod with a little engine on. So you're sitting in a separate bit to your passenger. What if you're taking your honey for a ride? You want to get some of that road head. She can't. There's no way.
I'll tell you what, mate. If you're driving one of those, you haven't got a honey in the other side.
Ah, you've got a Wookiee.
All the honeys be like, no, I don't think so.
I ain't whipping in that Storm 4 twin pod cloud car.
Yeah.
A good choice, Hurst. Mine also comes from Star Wars, actually. Mine's a bit bigger.
And it's worse than that?
Well, yeah. I've chosen the Death Star. It's a stupid idea, Hurst. It's a stupid spaceship with a stupid name. Number one, it wouldn't be called the Death Star. It would be called the Freedom Moon or something like that, right? You don't call things Death Stars. You call things like Patriot Truck or something like that. I don't know. It's just stupid. It's so big. For the price of one Death Star, they could have had thousands of Vader Star Destroyers like you were just talking about, and four of the normal Star Destroyers can just glass an entire planet in less than 24 hours. So a fleet of them is just going to destroy everything with no chance of any enemies escaping, which they happily did whenever the Death Star was nearby, and it wouldn't be vulnerable to single point attacks. Pay attention, the Empire, Death Star. Too big, rubbish. Come at me, Malx.
I'm going to come at you on this one, I'm afraid.
All right.
Partly because it's not a spaceship. I looked this up. It's a moon-sized space station, not a conventional ship, so it's not actually designed for flying around.
Explain me the difference. It moves around in space.
Well, it's like saying that the International Space Station is the same as Apollo whatever took you up there. It's a place where
it can't move, right? But the Death Star can clearly move around.
Google it, bro. It's not a spaceship. I even asked, is the Death Star a spaceship? And everything says, no, it is not. Because I was thinking about putting it on my list just because it has such a fucking cool name. Of course you call it the Death Star. You're on the Emperor's side, who's like the king of the dark side. They're not making any bones about their position. They're evil and they're going to conquer the galaxy. So why would you not have a Death Star?
It is indeed called a space station, and that is, according to all the Malks on Reddit, completely wrong because it can move around. It's clearly a spaceship,
not a conventional
or a battle station. Oh, there we are. Well, not conventional. Don't care. It's too big, too round. Rubbish. You were saying stuff. I was busy reading Reddit. You're wrong. I'm right. Rubbish. Stop building crap, Empire.
Yeah, we're going to need the Malks on this one.
Well, it doesn't matter. Don't remember.
It doesn't count towards the rankings.
But it does matter. All right.
We're going to need clarification. Don't vote based on it.
No.
I insist you vote based on the top five and don't take this into account, but we do need to know what people think.
Let us know in the comments the most important thing about this episode, which is it a space station or is it a spaceship? Guns! It's got lots of guns, all of them pretty much ineffective against anything that wants to come near it, except for the planet-destroying super laser. That's what it's called. It's called a super laser. Fair enough. Whatever. Yeah. Lots of little guns. One really, 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 really big gun.
The big guns. Bring out the big guns.
They do.
You've got to love the noise it makes as they stop pulling down the chunk down the handles. It goes, moo.
It is a cool noise. Star Wars has lots of cool noises. Everyone likes the sabers in there.
Yeah.
The TIE fighters. I like the sonic, what are they called? They're sonic bombs. They're cool. I'll put the noise in now for the rankers at home. See? Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the original pew-pew-pews as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's one of the very first pew-pew-pew-pews.
Yeah, great sound effects. Anyway, back to the important business. Let's hit the fanfares.
There it is.
Fantastic. Right.
Fantastic.
My number one ship is the Millennium Falcon.
I knew it would be. It's so basic. You just said Serenity was a truck. Millennium Falcon is also literally a truck.
Yeah, but it's not. It can go at like hyper speed. It's got guns. It's cooler looking. It
has got guns.
It's way cooler than Serenity.
All right.
It's 34.75 meters long, so it's not a big ship. It's a Corellian light freighter, heavily modified, which is guns. YT-1300 class, apparently known for its speed and agility, originally owned by Lando Calrissian, which we know from the good movies, but also it's covered in the Solo movie as well. When we first see it, it's manned by Han Solo and Chewbacca, both who we've talked about in previous episodes as being cool guys. It became famous for its role in various conflicts and adventures, and most notably did the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs, which is extraordinarily quick. Although, if we look into it, a parsec is short for parallax arc second, which is a unit of distance.
Yes.
Which is about 3.26 light years, used in astronomy to measure vast distances. So, space can fuck off, actually. Using seconds and years to measure distance is all kinds of wrong.
they retconned it in Solo, so it was able to go so fast, he was able to take a straight line. So that's how it did the Kessel Run in less than 12 passing.
Well,
obviously bollocks, they got it wrong. But
anyway, yeah. It did it, and that is a major boast. Its gun bit is not great, although it's cool because it pops down from the bottom and it goes, spins around and shoots. But it's also got the bit where Luke and Han shoot down TIE fighters, and that's not quite so accurate. That's more stormtrooper level, although they did shoot them in the end. It's not got the best weapons, but it is agile. It gets places around, and he uses a smuggling ship, and Han Solo is just the greatest lovable rogue in the galaxy, so his ship's obviously cool. Would you like a fact and an estimated fact?
I would.
Fact. The original life-sized model used in A New Hope was built in Pembroke Dock in South Wales.
All right.
Fact. The original concept for the Millennium Falcon was the Millennium Eagle, but creative director Al Denning recommended the name change, saying a Falcon suggested a faster, more agile ship.
Oh, I like both of them. Good work on one of them being made up, Hurst, because obviously a lot of it was filmed in the UK, so it could well have been built in Wales, but that second one sounds very plausible. I'm going to take that second one, Hurst. They decided to call it the Falcon instead of the Eagle.
The actual fact is, of course, the original life-size model used in the UK was built in Pembroke Dock in South Wales.
I'm so bad at this. Excellent. Good facting, Hurst. Cool. So there we are.
In fact, Al Denning is one of our regular rankers.
Al Denning, Al Denning, the person you just mentioned. Oh dear, working in the name of rankers into your facts is next level. Good job, Hurst. Would you like to know which non-boring and predictable ship I've chosen to be my number one?
I'm trying to think what we haven't talked about. Battlestar Galactica.
Of course, it's Battlestar Galactica. Technically, the Galactica. Galactica is a chonking great aircraft carrier in space, which they call a Battlestar. So it is Galactica, which is a Battlestar. Much like Serenity, it's old and tired and constantly in need of repair. And the other 100-plus other Battlestars were much higher tech. But when the Cylons attacked the colonies, the fact that the Galactica was so old meant they couldn't do their sneaky techno-hacker tricks on it. So it ended up being the only one that survived, and it basically became integral to the continued survival of the human race. It was actually, at the start of the show, being decommissioned and turning into a museum. And there's a bit in the first episode where they can't launch any more fighters because there's a gift shop in the way, which is just fucking hilarious. It spends the entire series, the entire show, as a home to the last remaining human military, as well as a lot of other civilians, and it can do that because this one is big. You remember how the Enterprise was big? It was 95,000 tons, right? Big. Galactica's 121 million tons, mainly due to the fact that it was covered in 5 meters of tungsten armor.
Shit.
Which could happily soak up nuclear explosions. There you go. It's just a fucking dope ship that can launch other fucking dope ships and blamf around the galaxy with its FTL drive and kick some ass here, blamf away. But unlike something like the Enterprise, it's hugely flawed and it's falling apart, and the crew has to basically keep it held together with space duct tape. Bits that fall off, as we know, Hurst, equals character, and lots of bits fall off the Galactica, so that is why she is my number one choice. Guns, Hurst! Fucking great big battery guns, point defense guns, ship-to-ship missiles, and 5 motherfucking nukes. Don't come at me, Malx, I know they could give them 2 more, I know. No, 4 more, they fire 2. Anyway, Galactica. Badass.
I'm just looking up how long it is.
It's shorter than you might think. It's only heavy because it's a chunk. I think it's 1.2 kilometers.
1,445 meters. Okay, that's not bad, mate. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Of course, it's nowhere near a Vader ship, but it is a chonking, considering it wasn't built by the Empire, who had unlimited money.
I feel Vader's ship is a bit of a penis extension.
Yeah. It's like, I need the biggest ship. What, twice? 3 times as big?
No.
12 times as big.
Let there be no mistake that Vader's rolled up to the pie.
They see me roll in.
All right, I'm just borrowing the coin of destiny here, Hurst, so I know which fact to tell you first, so you can't go guessing. If it's heads, I'll do that one.
Heads first. Because first test.
Fact test. This is more the TV show facts than the actual spaceship itself. Fact. But have you seen Galactic? Battlestar Galactica Hearst?
No.
Are you aware of the fact that instead of saying fuck, they use the word frack?
No, I'm not.
How will they do? They say frack this, and they were busy fracking away all night long. Anyway, fact. 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 Commander Adama has a shaving mirror in his cabin. It's actually a mirror made by IKEA, and its model is called the Frack. Fact test. The theme song to Battlestar Galactica is a track by the Beastie Boys called Military Control, which was originally going to be on the album Hello Nasty, but ended up not being released at all. So there you are.
I mean, having never seen any Battlestar Galactica, be it film, TV series or anything, I'm going to have to go on the wild guess and say Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys is your answer. The fact, Hurst, is that Commander Adama has a shaving mirror in his cabin. This mirror is made by IKEA and its model is called Frack.
So oh, we're such good liars.
Such good liars. We're wonderful husbands, we must be. There we are. That's it then, Ernest.
Ah, well, that is it. So I guess all that's left now is to see what we do next. I'll say next week, but next episode, just because recently form has dictated.
We are going to do our best, Rankers, I promise. And yeah, let's find out what's going on. Hurst, can you see the wheel of decision?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, excellent. We've got some new stuff on there, Hurst. Can you spot it?
Yes, I can. We've got Keanu Reeves movies, Finger Foods, Kitchen Implements. I do like, I'm not going to say, I'm almost spat out one of my favourite kitchen implements.
Oh my God.
Top five chick flicks. Yeah, that was one that we realised that actually we both quite like chick flicks this week. So
yes,
we put that one on as a little, you know, vanity project for ourselves.
Perhaps we should have put romantic comedy.
No, not all chick flicks are romantic comedies.
Oh dear. Is this going to be as hard as the big man action movies to define my chick flick?
I think we'll know. I think we'll just know.
It only matters if it comes up.
Yeah. All right. Good thinking. Let's not worry about it. Of course, there's the TV theme tunes, which I'm still desperately rooting for. Could it be my week?
Could it be your week? Let's find out. Obviously, thank you to all our patrons that suggest things. Most of them end up going on, and if they don't, we give you a good reason why not. But Hurst, are you ready for me to spin the wheel?
I'm so ready.
Off she goes. All right. Oh, slowing down. Hurst!
Come on!
Tell the Rankers what it is, Hurst.
I think they know.
Next time out, Rankers, we are going to be ranking the top five TV theme tunes.
Hallelujah. I'm so happy. Oh, yes. Yes. It's going to be a heck of an episode. Can we record it tomorrow?
Oh, yes. Top five theme tunes. Now, of course, we've got to try and get it down to five. And I can guarantee you, anything you say that I haven't got, or anything I say that you haven't got, we're going to be like, oh, I forgot about that one.
I don't even know where we're going to start, but I'm so excited to do it.
Very excited about that next week.
I can't believe it's finally come up.
Yes.
It's so hyped.
Rankers. We're pretty much done. You can find us on Blue Sky and Facebook, Top 5 Face Off. Come look at our website and vote, top5faceoff.co.uk, and you can email us your longer form stuff. Hello at top5faceoff.co.uk. If you email, please let me know if you're happy with me reading out your name or not. Hurst, you have paintings on the internet.
I do.
Where people can buy them. Where do they find those?
Well, I can find them on doghouseart.co.uk. I might even post a couple on the Facebook group this week just so people can see the sort of things I do. Might as well.
Especially if you could draw something to do with what... you must have a drawing of, like, space... Didn't you draw the X-Wings? Why did you paint the X-Wings and not mention them?
Yeah, I didn't. I could.
Anyway... doghouseart.co.uk. Go have a look. It's great stuff. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/top5faceoff. Patreons get to suggest things that go onto the Wheel of Decision. So we could be talking about your idea next week. Please do the standard podcast shit, rate and review, tell a friend, la 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 la. Our excellent Patreons who are members of the official supporter hub are Kovac, still paying us those $7 a week, Davpaz, and The Vision. Thank you very much, the three of you. Please rewind this podcast for the next people to come along, and we will see you next time with TV theme tunes. Can you tell we're excited about that? Because we keep talking about it.
Yeah, I'm recording next week, even if you're not.
See you later, Rankers.
See you, people. Love you.
Top Top 5 Face-Off is presented by Matt Hurst and Matt Squirrel and produced by Powerstorm Awesome Fire Incorporated. For more details and to vote for a winner, visit top5faceoff.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Off. Stop getting your news off Facebook. Nothing good will come of this.
Yes, I mean, there is that.
Because I haven't been invited to the housewarming party, I guess.
Yeah, open invitation party, mate. Open invitation party. No, open invitation to you to right. Come to the house when you like.
I'm going to turn up when everyone else turned up for the party.
Cut that bit.
Come on, Rankers. Top 5 house parties. Let's go. We're doing it live. Fictional spaceships rather than those boring old real spaceships, which I probably can only name three of.
Yes. Yes, all the Apollos.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, I can name at least 16.
Yeah. Challenger. That was one, wasn't it? It'd be a boring episode, that's for sure.
Hurst, can you see the Wheel of Decision?
Heck yes, I can see the Wheel of Decision.
Can you see the top 5 fictional spaceships is every week, Hurst? Every goddamn week.
Guns, make your vote. Hurst. Make your vote first.
Make your vote first. Well, they have to make their vote. I love that you don't know how a website works. They have to make their vote first, and then they can make a comment. That's how it goes.
I think you need to take a clip from RoboCop when he goes, Gans, Gans, Gans.
I will attempt to find that.
Find Clarence Boddicker saying Gans, 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 because it's the best way anyone says Gans.
Well, Rankers, if you've already heard that twice, then I succeeded. If you haven't, then you probably won't hear this at all. So there you are.
Like if you're having a game of...
Pictionary.
Pictionary. If you're having a game... Plictionary.
See you all at the end of the episode.
Space can fuck off, actually. Top 5 Face Off.